Hitting stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Greenville police have arrested a man on several charges, including child pornography. Police say the 31-year-old faces 10 counts of sodomy, 2 counts of electronic solicitation, and 2 counts of possession of child pornography. Kidnapping charges against one of the men arrested in connection to the disappearance and death of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard have been dropped. Lee County District Attorney Brandon Hughes says they determined that Antoine Fisher's actions weren't enough to qualify as an accomplice. And the Montgomery Regional Airport is opening a TSA pre-check enrollment center this week. The application fee is $85 and it's good for 5 years. Enrollment is happening all week by appointment or walk-up. For more information, visit flymgm.com. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey everybody, this is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar down here on this beautiful, ever-flowing Alabama River. Invite you to come down and join us this week for some good seafood from the Gulf and good old ribeye steak off the grill and good hamburgers, all kind of good eating. But let me tell you, we have a schedule change this week. We'll be closed Friday all day and night. We have 2 parties of people who rented the restaurant this year, so we'll be here Wednesday and Thursday all day and night, and then Saturday and Sunday. Sunday we'll close early, about dark or so, and have a little Christmas party for our employees. So just give you a heads up about what's going on down here. You can check out CapitalOysterBar.com, and you'll see a menu of upcoming music. We're going to have a lot of fun in January, especially the 12th and the 19th. Check it out, CapitalOysterBar.com, and you can see what's going on. So let me invite you down here soon. Come hungry. And from my staff and all of us, we just want to tell you, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services in the past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Hi, this is Blue Water Chief Meteorologist Rich Thomas, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
It's impeachment day for President Trump. The expectation is articles will be passed by the House, mostly along party lines.
I'm looking at facts. You're looking at facts. We disagree.
The House yesterday approved a $1.4 trillion federal spending plan. It also raises the minimum age for buying tobacco to 21.
The New York Police Department is investigating whether a 16-year-old girl who was reported kidnapped Monday night may have staged the whole thing to avoid having to move to Honduras with her family.
Rick Gates, President Trump's ex-deputy campaign campaign chief got a 45-day jail sentence for perjury and conspiracy.
The Centers for Disease Control say it's already a tough flu season.
We have half of our hockey team that was out of school today.
Over 1,300 have died and 23,000 hospitalized, and it's still early on.
Ford Motor Company is adding 3,000 jobs at two factories in Detroit and investing $1.45 billion to build new pickup trucks, SUVs, and electric and autonomous vehicles.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Couple of things here. So Weekly Farm Market has Boston Butts $25 on sale for Christmas. They're going to be closing Tuesday at 2 o'clock. So you need to get your order in at 280 Farm. Maybe you have folks coming in for the weekend. Maybe you want something for Christmas Eve before, you know, to snack on, type thing, and then have a big Christmas dinner. Or maybe, like me, I do a kind of a specialty thing for Christmas Eve and snack stuff on Christmas. But they have that for $25. I'm telling you, you cannot miss that. The other thing is they have the popcorn tins, they have the pecans, they have the unique gifts. You want pies, cakes, things like that, they have got you covered. Rodney dropped off.
Oh,
he
man.
Couldn't tell. I want to talk to Rodney. Talk about Drew Brees setting the record there. But you need to go by a Sweet Creek Farm, or you need to call them at 280-FARM, get that Boston Butt, and get those cakes and pies that you want for Christmas and for the weekend. Have company coming in, you want plenty of Sweet Creek Farm Market. The popcorn tins are great. Okay, Swallow, did you enjoy that first one?
No. No, I love what he did there, though. She brings up independent voters, 58% against in a Quinnipiac poll, and then he uses just all voters in a Fox poll.
In a Fox poll, which was a I didn't get to it, but the they're skewing the Republicans are making them very low in these numbers. I mean, the minimum should be 30-33%, but they've got them down in the 20th percentile, and that just and they have the Democrats way overweighted, and they have independents, which is that's where the movement is. If you take these polls apart, the independents are moving against the Dems across the board.
And I do find it adorable. I mean, there's
you
an
said adorable.
Yeah, adorable that, oh, we're not playing to our base.
Because, no.
Because these 30 so-called moderate Democrats.
We're not prostituting ourselves.
Right. No, you are playing to your base, and you're sacrificing these 30 freshmen is what you're doing.
Well, what they did is they basically, I told you that NRCC did a polling in there and basically said, if you vote against impeachment, you're going to get primary. You're going to lose your primary, and so they're playing the longevity game. They're kind of going, well, maybe lightning will strike, and maybe Donald Trump will have a heart attack or something,
right?
And then we won't get defeated. Donald Trump is on the ticket in those areas, whether it's Arizona, Oklahoma, Michigan, Maine, whatever. They are going to take it out on these people so badly, it is unbelievable. I hear every day people are going, what can I do? I am mad. I want to do something. I want to go make things happen.
Well, and this is and what it's done is what it, like I watched a lot of Democrats a year or two ago, kind of looked up old footage of professors and actual lawyers on the Constitution and impeachment. And even these Democrats who are suing the president were saying impeachment should be a last resort, because what it does is it makes people go to their respective camps or tribes and you dig your heels in. And you know me, Dan, I've not been like hugging the president for the last 3 years.
No, not
but
at all.
This thing makes me go, yeah, I'm with Trump. If this is a decision we're making, I'm with the president on
yeah,
this.
And what they're doing is they're getting all of the Republicans who are going to vote for Trump, and then the independents, and if they can swing 60% of those things, that's a win. They win. And the Democrats are not, their excitement level is going to go down. We're going to get in some other polling data here, but it's not good. So, okay, Swalwell, one more time. Can you take it? You have your bar bag out?
Yeah, I need a gas mask, too.
This is Swalwell talking Schumer wanting four more witnesses. This is good.
So let me
ask you this. It was very interesting to me when I watched Senator Schumer come out today and say that they need more witnesses on the Senate side. And it looked as though he was kind of pointing the finger back at his colleagues in the House and suggesting that you all have left business unfinished. How do you feel about that?
He's right about the four witnesses he says that we need to hear from. And remember, yeah, the president has told those witnesses not to come forward. The difference between the House proceeding...
Why don't you subpoena all of them, and why don't they push for them all to come? And put it through the court system and wait.
And so they have been subpoenaed.
One of them was recalled.
12 of 14 subpoenas. Of them yeah. Have been subpoenaed. But Martha, the difference between the House proceeding and the Senate proceeding, and this is what Senator Schumer knows, is that the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court will be presiding over the Senate proceeding. So if the senators mm-hmm. want to hear from those witnesses and the Chief Justice says that they're relevant, you can conclude probably that that's how the Supreme Court would rule, and the senators would then have to vote against the ruling of the Chief Justice. So we don't have a Chief Justice of the Supreme Court here in the House. And so that's why Senator Schumer is making that argument.
But you heard what Mitch McConnell said. He said, our job is to be the jury, and it's the House's job to run the investigation. So he's essentially saying, you know, you had your chance. You could have waited. You pushed it through, and that was your, you know, political decision, reality decision, whatever it is. But that's where it stands right now.
I think the American people expect a fair trial, and trials have witnesses, and there are still relevant witnesses. And then the point is, if what the House has proved is not enough, and I think we've shown abuse of power that's jeopardized national security and election integrity. If that's not enough and you still have lingering questions, well, these four individuals have information that would be relevant. I also think it's relevant that the president's telling them not to go forward because innocent men do not conceal or hide evidence. They are forthcoming and cooperative, and they do that because they have nothing to hide.
Swalwell is so full of it. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I'm sorry, Eric, like a good argument a senator to make, in fact, some senators will have made this argument on TV, is I don't like foreign aid in the first place. I think a lot of the money ends up in corrupt hands and gets wasted. And I think that's what happened in Ukraine with a lot of U.S. aid. It got wasted and laundered.
It is amazing how many times I heard this morning how we have, that Donald Trump endangered national security. Would somebody please go, could you tell me how he endangered national security?
He was going to give Ukraine to the Russians. Yeah, okay.
I mean, come on. Okay, so Ken Starr weighed in on this. He's going to talk about the vote and the Senate asked for more witnesses. See what Ken Starr has to say.
Tonight, Ken Starr was, of course, special counsel during the Whitewater investigation that was in the Clinton administration. He knows more about this process than maybe any living person, and he joins us tonight. So you've been watching this as closely as anyone. How do you assess it as of right now?
Well, it is shaping up that we're just going to keep hearing the same thing over and over again. Yogi Berra would say deja vu. Really, the same things are being said in each of these committees. But here, I think, is a critical fact. I have not heard a single member of the House of Representatives say, I need more evidence. We need to bring in more witnesses. So there's now a disharmony between the House of Representatives, some of whom are declaring today, I'm voting for, or with respect to Mr. Golden of Maine, I'm not going to vote in favor of the second article. They're making up their minds based upon the record. So consider then Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer, saying, we need more, or we should have four more witnesses at a minimum. So there's a real disconnect between the two sides of Capitol Hill.
So let me kind of get that down into normal language here. So They didn't go with the courts and say, force them to come and show up and make that part of the big package of what you're sending to the Senate for a trial, which is a review of the evidence, by the way. When I go through that document I was reading part of yesterday, that's what it says. It literally says a review of the evidence to find guilt or innocence. To establish guilt or innocence. And these guys have got it completely wrong. And again, this is one of those things that they're going to overreach in trying to talk about fairness and get down, you know. So you don't like the, wait a minute, the process is what you're telling me, right? Y'all were big on, if you argue process, you don't have the facts on you. So what you're doing is you're arguing process. So what about process means you don't have the facts? I mean, these guys are just, they've got themselves so tied into knots. And the amazing thing to me is they're starting to believe their own electoral poo-poo.
They're really starting to believe it.
Yeah, that's the mistake.
You can see it on the floor. You can see these guys when they're talking and how passionate and wrongly they're talking and how they use catchphrases. It's unbelievable. So, Kinstar on a vote along partisan lines, what does that mean?
People like Jared Golden in the 2nd District of Maine represents a district that went for Donald Trump. I mean, you got to expect guys like that will lose their seats, as they should for that vote. What do you think of an impeachment process that breaks along clean partisan lines like this one? What would the framers have thought of that?
This is precisely what they did fear, that in effect, we are doing that which Mr. Madison warned against. We always talk about Hamilton in 65, Federalist 65, and rightly so. But Mr. Madison warned against successfully on the floor having a grounds of impeachment that would include maladministration. Yep. I think that's what this debate is really all about. Yep. But the hyperbole, national security, which you just talked about, and a clear and present danger, that's another thing in terms of moving this forward. If the president is a clear and present danger, then the trial in the Senate, which is destined to come, has to move forward quickly. But the framers were very, very concerned about the idea of a truly partisan impeachment, as opposed to that which Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats have said in the past, we need to have something bordering on consensus. And of course we do, because of the two-thirds majority requirement in the Senate.
Yeah, when you read the Federalist Papers, talk about that, it's one of the only thing they really highlight is it shouldn't be along political lines. That's one thing that Hamilton really emphasized. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Daniel. How are you?
I'm really good, my friend. And you? Are you enjoying this? Are you watching this stuff?
No.
Good. Good. Just, you're smart.
I'd lose pounds if I...
There you go.
If I watched that. What do you think the chances are that Doug Jones votes against impeachment?
Like I said, I think Doug Jones is praying that he doesn't have to vote. I think that if he does vote, I think he's going to vote against impeachment. Oh, he's going to vote. I'm sorry, he's going to vote for impeachment.
You don't think he'll do a split vote?
He could, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, a vote is a vote. If you vote Article 1 or Article 2 and vote in the affirmative, you're voting for impeachment.
Jumping off that subject real quick.
Sure.
If Roy Moore does not get elected but has a good showing, what do you think his chances are of possibly jumping in as an independent?
Well, we have a spoiler rule here, and he can't. If he is on the ballot in the primary, he cannot be on the ballot in the general election.
Okay. I didn't know. I wasn't aware of that. So that's interesting, which is good.
Well, and what he could do, though, is he could see some of the polls that I've seen, and I think the vote is going to be so big in the primary. I mean, I think it's going to be huge.
Right.
And for the Republicans. And so the Roy Moore factor of him bringing 250,000 people to the table may not be that big of a factor. It may be a third-place factor.
Oh, okay.
In other words, you could have literally almost a million votes cast in the Republican primary. That would be record-breaking.
Wow. What percentage would that be if you had that many votes cast?
I think 120% because of other dead people. I'm not sure what the number of that is, but it's...
It'd be pretty high.
Yeah, the momentum indicator for Alabama is off the charts.
Okay, good. Good deal. Well, I'm glad.
I mean, we're one of the highest percentage states in the nation, but they're going in and doing this momentum indicator because it has such an effect on down ballot in places like Alabama and Mississippi, Texas, and things like that. But Alabama is one of the biggies that's there. And I tell you, I don't know how to say it other than people are chomping at the bit to get out there and do something to help Trump. They're frustrated. Right. They want to get things done.
Right, right. Yeah, that I believe. So do you believe that some of these polls that are coming out as of the last week or two, like Fox's poll saying that 50% of people want him impeached and removed from office? I do not believe that whatsoever.
Well, I think that what they're doing is, number one, they're voting, they're not doing likely voters, number one.
Yeah.
Number two is overweighted Democrat, underweighted Republican.
Yeah,
and
that's kind of what I think.
I think that those are two bad ways to start the polling process. So the other thing is that we learned from 2016 is people don't tell you the truth.
Right. Yeah, and especially in the polling.
Yeah, well, particularly when it gets down to Trump. I mean, they tell you the opposite. They may not tell you anything.
Right, exactly. So, okay, great. Have a good one, Dan.
Thanks. Yeah, one of the things that's kind of interesting that Opinion Dynamic Research talked about in 2016 is what is the impact of what they call the hang-ups? So you call and say you're a Trump person,
mm-hmm.
but somebody calls and says, I want to do a presidential preference poll with you. Click. What was the hang-ups among the different factors that are there? Now, what Opinion Dynamic Research does is they qualify the people, and they take them as a set and then a subset. So they have a group of people who are identified as Republican, proven to be Republican, independent, and Democrat. And what they do is they go, they have a big group of those, and they keep going back and taking sampling from there to see if the group is changing. And if so, which way are they going? And then they do the sub pieces of it. That's why they are so damn accurate, and they were spot on last time.
Right.
These other people are just picking up the telephone and they're calling 1,200 likely voters or registered voters or adults. I mean, calling adults is about as worthless as you can get. Because if you have 100 people that you call and 55 of them say they're going to want to impeach Trump, and they don't vote, how many, and you have a 35% voter turnout, what are the odds of those people turning out to vote? And the, you know, one out of three. So I think, you know, the momentum indicators, all those things really play a factor in it. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
We tried loving, touching, squeezing each other. When I'm alone, all by myself.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Tiffany Coleman again. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for Congress. He's a big-time business guy now with 2,500 employees, Coleman Worldwide. But it sure wasn't worldwide when Jeff started. One of his proudest moments was when he took our three girls and me to see where he grew up, showed us his church, and where he became an Eagle Scout. The mobile home park is still there he managed when he was 12. He'd pick weeds in the sidewalk so perfectly that by the time he'd finished all the sidewalks, it was time to start over again on the first one. That's just Jeff. I'll tell you more about him soon.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are on a Wednesday. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Papa John. Papa John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
Outstanding.
Good, good. Look, you know, polling, and you pointed out just about every kind of inaccuracy you can have because of polling. I wonder if they do take in consideration past voting and use that as a basis for a poll. Like, if they could find past Trump supporters or past Hillary supporters and see what their views are, you know, now, if they've changed their party affiliation or at least changed their voter intent or changing parties from the time they did last time.
Well, part of the problem with what they do is that they don't do the type of in-depth work that you need to do that Worthlin was so much a part of his polling. They basically just get on the phone and do a sampling that's out there, and then they say, okay, you know, we asked them were they Republican or Democrat, and so we put them all in the boxes, and we multiplied it by its factor. But what used to happen, Papa John, is what they would do is they'd go get a registered voting list. They would take the people who voted in a Republican primary and voted in at least two Republican primaries, two out of three of the last Republican primaries, and then you'd be marked as a Republican. If you did the same thing as a Democrat, you'd be marked as a Democrat. If you were just kind of out there and you voted for one and they saw you in a Democrat primary, a Republican primary, they put you in an independent deal. The problem is that is so labor intensive now, they can't afford to do that.
Yeah, you know, another thing, and I heard these figures, I don't know how accurate they are, but in the last presidential election, there was 66 million total for Hillary and 63 million for Trump. But in the state of California alone, there was almost four million vote difference between with Hillary being on top.
That is correct. If you take the California vote out of the equation, and you just took that out and you stacked everything else up head to head, Trump actually won the popular vote.
Okay, but I'm sure, and I don't know because I hadn't heard. but I'm sure you probably could do the same thing in places like New York, Massachusetts, some of the other states that are predominantly or always traditionally blue states.
Yeah, if you take New York, New Jersey, California, Illinois out of the equation, it's Trump is going to win and win big. And that's why when I'm looking at these battlegrounds, the nine battleground states that we're down to now, and you look at the internals of those, Donald Trump is going to whip some butt here. And the Democrats are not going to know what hit him. Because, see, we haven't even gotten to who the nominee is, and none of the Democrat nominees have been dismantled. Not one of them has had a tough run-in with anybody. You take Joe Biden, you take this Ukraine stuff, I think he will be decimated. You take Buttigieg, and you really start looking at his what he believes in, he will get knocked out. Elizabeth Warren, they kind of called her, but they haven't gotten into depth with her, or Bernie Sanders.
Dan, you know what? You just opened my eyes big time. Because here I've been thinking that this thing could still be close, but the more you're talking, and I know I've been hearing some polling out of California. They have had a lot of people in the California area that have said that they can see there is a huge difference in the way the economy is, the way the employment is, and the rest, and it's just hard for them to ignore it.
Yeah.
So I hope you're right. I know you're smart, and I know you do your homework on this kind of stuff, but the way you just explained it just, you know, kind of took the scales off my eyes, because I have not been as focused on the difference between 4 years ago in 2016 and what's going to happen now that we've got the difference in circumstances, especially with all this happened with the candidates from the Democrat Party and the circumstances we've got looking at right now with looking at the leaders. If Biden, if the shadow comes over him, no matter whether it's with him or it's him and his son, if the shadow comes over him, that's going to lead to a huge mistrust by the population in general. And it just bodes like that could end up being, like you said, this could end up being a landslide.
Let me tell you what the key is to Biden. The number one reason they're voting for Biden is because they believe he can beat Trump. And I said on day one, when Biden was running, that was the factor that showed up in polling. You take the ability to beat Trump away from Biden, Biden then becomes a loser.
Just another one of the group.
Exactly right. And let me give you the USA Today suffix poll. This is the general election. Trump versus Biden. Trump wins by 3. Trump versus Sanders. Trump wins by 5. Trump versus Warren. Trump wins by 8. Trump against Buttigieg, Trump wins by 10. Trump against Bloomberg, Trump wins by 9. Now, how many times have you heard that poll on Morning Joe, NBC, MSNBC, or CNN?
Not even a hint.
There you go.
I don't know how much individuals are influenced by polls, but if they start paying attention and it gets to be where every time you turn around, you find out that whoever Trump is being polled against is, you know, getting their eyes beat out, then I think that would have a tendency to kind of influence those people that are sitting on the fence.
Yeah, as soon as Biden looks like a loser, then he is going to fall apart.
Right. Would you do me a favor?
Sure.
Put me in the drawing.
Sure. Give me a month and day of birth.
9/10.
You got it. Joey's got you in.
Thanks again for your explanation. Now that makes me feel a whole lot better.
You have a great day. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show break. Let's go. We're late. Go to a break. Bradley Burns is on the floor of the house doing his deal. We'll try to pick him up right after this. We'll be right back.
the biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
This year, don't just say happy holidays. Get a gift that says, I love every moment that led us here. With the incredible selection of Levion jewelry at Jared and more exclusive designs than any other store in the world. It's a perfect place to find a gift that says it all. Shop the Levion Fall in Love event from December 3rd to 12th for exclusive offers, including $100 off any Levion purchase, only at Jared.
Get a promo code or find a store near you at Jared.com. Exclusions apply. See store or Jared.com/Levion for complete details.
Hoping to stretch that tank of gas even farther? Stop into AutoZone today. We've got great deals on products that'll help you maximize fuel economy and get more out of your ride, like two bottles of STP gas treatment for just $6. And if you're dealing with a pesky check engine light, check out our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It'll troubleshoot the likely cause of your light free of charge. You can do it. Visit AutoZone.com or stop into your local AutoZone today, and we'll help you drive with confidence. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opening debate on articles of impeachment against President Trump.
If we do not act now, we would be derelict in our duty. It is tragic that the president's reckless actions make impeachment necessary. He gave us no choice.
Georgia Republican Doug Collins says with Democrats taking control of the House this year,
this has not been a surprise, and it's not even something that we would have not thought about. From the very moment that the majority party in this House won, the inevitability that we would be here today was only a matter of what date they would schedule it.
What's happening now is 6 hours of debate on the impeachment articles, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, with separate votes on each to be held once that's done this evening. What's President Trump doing on impeachment day? A spokeswoman says he's working all day, that he'll be briefed by staff throughout the day and could catch some of the proceedings between meetings. America's listening to Fox News.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big weather change from yesterday. Big change of reality. Breezy, cool, a little brisk today with a high temperature up to about 56. But that north wind at 10 to 15, occasionally gusting up to 20 miles per hour, will put a real bite in the air. Tonight, the winds die down, clear, cold, overnight low temperature 38. Tomorrow, we'll be in the mid-50s again. I can't rule out an isolated shower by afternoon, but I think most of the day will be dry. Better rain chances Thursday night into Friday as the next storm system comes out of the Gulf. The weekend looks dry. It looks like we'll be mild with temperatures in the mid-60s. And then another big deal storm system coming in Monday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, I'm LaDonna Brooks, the traffic director at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The Dan Morris Show.
You are, I will always be with you. 272-9228, that's where we are. I love these people. They get up, and this is always fun to me. people who think that they're like one of the founding fathers saying something on the floor. I mean, they really think that, you know, I'm saying something important. And then you look at the folks behind them. Now, this is a Republican, and all the people behind them are Republicans. I don't know if they're in order to speak or what, but they need to change the camera shot.
No, what's funny to me is like, damn, I've went through elections. I've gone through my whole life to prepare to be a congressman, and now it's like I'm back in the cafeteria line at elementary school again, just waiting for my turn at the trough.
But it really, I mean, it's they. I mean, I've watched this hundreds of times, and it's kind of like I'm going to make this statement. It's going to be the most important statement of the day. Not.
Nope.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, how are you doing, my friend? Did you like the cold front that came in?
No. Boy, that was kind of wicked, wasn't it?
It was, really. Let me tell you, I went home, had a meeting yesterday, and with Old Navy. It was great to see Old Navy and his bride. And you know what he gave me? He gave me Dan Bongino's book, Exonerated, yeah. Signed by Dan Bongino.
Oh, wow.
Wow. How about
that? Isn't that nice?
Yes. I remember Old Navy from the first party you had over at Midtown.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. He's a great guy.
He really is a big fella, too.
He's a big guy, and let me tell you, he's a smart guy. He literally did nuclear reactors on ships.
Yes, I just wonder how he got in the submarine. That's one thing.
Whoa.
too big to fit in the submarine, I think.
Be careful.
He's just a tall, kind of huge person. You know, gosh, and I heard Bradley Byrne a minute ago. He was very good.
Yeah, we're about to do that.
In the House debates right now. He just got up and spoke a few minutes ago.
Yeah, we were just about to play that.
Yeah,
we went to your phone.
Yeah, it's good. I haven't been this exhausted with our government since the Vietnam War. I mean, it's just punishment over and over and over again, and the Democrats are responsible for that, too. It's just so disheartening at Christmas. All the economic news is so unbelievable. Ford just announced that they're going to spend all this money in Detroit, and it's what a paradox.
Did you see the thing where the real estate company in Baltimore gave out $10 million in bonuses?
Yes, yeah.
I have. There's a guy who I knew back in Washington days and White House days, and his daughter works for that company. And we're friends on Facebook, and he did a post on Facebook with his daughter holding the check up and what she thought about the whole thing. And the guy, which did not get that big of a play, but the owner basically said, this happened because of the Trump economy. It's so booming.
It's just obvious everywhere. I feel so much empathy for the president who has worked, took his own money to run, worked so hard to be successful, and he has really made headway this year amongst all this stuff. So much headway on trade and everything, and it's just so disheartening because this is a great president. I still say the greatest president of my lifetime by far, because he has overcome so much, and it's just a miracle that he's staying as strong as he is. His letter yesterday was good, but I hated to see a man who worked so hard and accomplished so much even have to go to that level.
Boy, I tell you, Morning Joe and everybody panned that letter this morning.
Oh, of course they did.
Beat him up. And what they did is they psychoanalyzed him and basically said, he's worried about impeachment. He didn't like this. He knows he's going down. He knows he's going to lose in 2020. So he's doing this for the record.
Yeah, it came across to me, if we're going to psychoanalyze it, that he's pissed off.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, that's a medical term, isn't it?
Right, yeah. I think it's just, you know, it's called anger.
Go look at the DMI manual and see what the...
I am so glad he did that because he's the first president that had to go NANS to do it. And so, we got a problem with impeachment, and that is a flaw in our Constitution, I have to say.
Well, it's only a flaw. Our Constitution has flaws in it if you have flaws in people's character. And that's what we're doing. What we're seeing here, and I think you're going to start hearing this because my group has kind of coined it, and that is, I question the Democrats' judgment. I question the Democrats' character by what they're doing, and I question the Democrats and putting the country behind their political needs.
And all the Republicans that retired that didn't need to.
No, they didn't retire because they thought something bad. Martha Roby did not retire because she thought something bad was going to happen to her. Did y'all see in Washington Post that Washington Post ran a story about Martha bringing her son to the hearing, and they beat the crap out of her?
Why?
Because she brought a son to a very solemn occasion.
Huh.
So how dare our children see history?
Well, I mean, where are they on bring a kid to work day?
Where are they on bring a kid solemn? Like, okay, funerals, kids are allowed.
I was shocked because people in Washington were saying, "Have you seen this of your congressman?" And I went, "No." And I read it. I was going, "Man,
why would you attack her over that? That's odd."
It's trivialities. These people are so trivial. They can't get anywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know,
they major in minor things.
And all we have to do is look at France to see that the democratic concept does not work.
That's a socialist concept.
That's it. They're pure socialist. They've dug a big hole, but I'm just, the whole direction they've gone in is so anti-American, I'm just amazed. In every one of these speeches, too. I wish they'd just vote and shut the hell up because I'm sick of looking at it.
I like that.
Thank you very much, guys. It's an unfortunate day, and I'm not very happy about it. And so I hope America can play a election to go. This has been the most mentally punishing 4 years of politics I've experienced since the Vietnam War, which was every day was punishment on the news. Yeah. Watching what was going on over there.
Well, let me tell you what I did.
I'm glad you didn't have to live through that.
Let me tell you what I did last night, Red Top. You appreciate this. I made a big old pot of chili. I'm going to have that big old pot of chili tonight.
You're going to need it to stay warm, bro.
It should be about right after cooking it last night and doing it slow. Over the evening? Oh, man.
And I know you're we're making chili, folks. We're not making soup. All right? You gotta boil that stuff down.
There you go. That's exactly what I do.
Thank you, gentlemen. Y'all take care.
Ta-ta. Break?
Yeah.
Let's do a break. Let's do one, okay?
Yeah.
Break. We're going to be back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
How long is that?
We're paused on a several-hour video. I have no clue.
I love this. asked Joey a technical question. He goes, eh?
I don't know.
So I'll do this. I think it's a minute 45, 2 minutes, something like that. Yeah. But I'll take the lead first and then go to that. We're going to play Bradley Byrne just from the well of the Senate just a little while ago. Let's go to Lee. Lee, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, Joey and Dan. How are y'all doing?
Lee, we're good. And you?
Better than I deserve.
There you go.
Well, I just wanted to say this real quick. You know, Santa Claus is going to have to work extra this year, and he's actually going to have to make two loads. Reason why is because of all the bags of switches and coal he's got to deliver to the Democrats.
Hope he didn't have a hernia.
Me too. But what I was going to say was, is I was watching Channel 12, and they had this thing come on talking about this couple in, I forgot what state it was in, that was living in their car and they got $127 food stamps. And, of course, they jumped all over about what they're going to do with the SNAP program. 20 hours you got to require to work and all this other kind of stuff. What it showed to me was is that, you know, as good as the economy is, they're going to go hunt anywhere they can just to find anything negative. And I just don't understand that with what the Democrats are doing in the House and everything, setting this precedence where it could happen to a Democratic president, is there anything that they can do so this will never happen again to stop Congress from being able to do this?
They would have to change the Constitution to do that.
Okay. So
But let me go back to your food stamp thing. I did not get to it because I had two conference calls, plus I had to be someplace early today. But part of the problem is the media is completely misrepresenting the food stamp thing. What they're basically saying is that if you're able-bodied and you can work and you don't have kids, you need to be doing 20 hours of work or community service to get food stamps. I mean, it's not. And they showed the picture on CBS was they had a family with two kids, and she's about to go back to work, and she's going to lose her food stamps. Well,
yeah.
The only way she can lose her food stamps is she's making over the threshold of the number, and the threshold is pretty high.
Oh yeah, and then they were living in their car. Is that the one you're talking about?
Was it CBS? Well, you said NBC, but CBS is what I saw mine on.
Okay, this one, where they were living in their car with a four-year-old and a teenager and mom and dad. and my thought was, is if it's so terrible and everything, you're in a car, crank the thing up and drive somewhere else.
Well, and the other thing is, if you have two kids, you're not going to lose food stamps.
Well, you know, they were complaining also that they only got $127 a month, which, of course, they played out the math. That's, I forgot what they said, $1.40 or something what it was per meal three times a day. You know, they just played it up that it was so terrible.
Well, if you have two kids under SNAP, each of the kids receive $127.
Right.
And let me tell you, this is what I do not like about the media. They misrepresent material facts of this kind of stuff, and it really pisses me off because all they're trying to do is get a liberal socialist narrative out there.
Right. And it's just, and something else I noticed, that when Schiff did his little thing and they booed him and all this other kind of stuff, 3 years ago, the Republican Party's like, are they really doing this? I mean, and laid back say, well, maybe they'll stop them. Now the Republicans are hell-bent on this isn't going to happen. And they may, you know, the Republicans, I mean, the Democrats really need to wake up and see that this is going to happen. But they're just so blind. It's just, you know, full, damn the torpedoes, full steam ahead.
Yeah, well, on a biblical basis, what they're doing is they're not controlling their anger. They're letting their anger control them. And when you do that, you start making very bad judgments, and the anger starts consuming you, and that's what's happening to them, I believe.
I agree 100%. Well, Dan, thank y'all much, Joey, and if you could put me in for the sweet treat.
Tell him no, Joey.
No!
Oh!
He'll put you in because you're a nice guy.
Well, thank you, Dan. Thank you, Joey.
What's your month of day of birth?
12/26.
Oh, somebody got a birthday coming up.
Yeah, this is my last one. I'm not going to count anymore after this.
Oh, okay. I thought you were
about to say. Yeah, don't make any. He's making too many plans.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't tell us you're going to go.
Well, Joey, Dan, thank you much. Thank y'all you. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend, and happy birthday. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
I wanted to call Dan and make 2 points.
Sure.
One, if and when, of course, it's a given that he's going to be impeached by the House. President Trump ought to wear this like a badge of honor, because if he's not doing anything, if he's not draining the swamp, if he's not rooting out corruption, they would not be impeaching him. If he was playing their kind of ball, they wouldn't bother him at all. So to me, he ought to say, "Hey, I know I'm doing what I was sent here to do," and he ought to wear it like a badge of honor.
I actually think that he may do that. I tell you, this is going to be something interesting tonight. He goes to Battle Creek, Michigan tonight. And that rally and how he does that is going to be very interesting. Another thing is Bill Barr is going to be on with Martha McCollum tonight doing an interview. And she's in Michigan and Barr's in Michigan. And they're... She's doing an interview with him. I'm really looking forward to seeing
that. Well, I got to watch that later. I got a man crush on the AG.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. I don't often get those, but the way he's been lately, it's great.
He's one smart dude. The second point is, I wish one of the House Republicans would get in front of a microphone and let the Dems know that what comes around goes around, or what goes around comes around, and just let them know that the next time that the House is ruled by the Republicans with a Democratic president, here we come. Set the precedent, here we come.
I think the problem is, I think if you do that, that will blow up on you.
Yeah.
I think what they need to do is let them pull the pin on the grenade, let them blow themselves up, and then do a big fat, "We told you so."
Yeah. Well, like I said, they set a precedent now, and they don't... It just seems like, somebody somewhere down the road ought to let it backfire on them one time.
Al Green is up. Al Green is in the well.
That's right.
And he's got an impeached now poster behind him with his little kid looking up at a Border Patrol person. Man.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. Al Green. Oh, my God. This guy is worthless. Debbie, hate to break the news to you. I got to go to a break. But I'm going to catch you after our top of hour break for the final hour of the Dan Moore Show.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.